It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
Hello, everybody. My name is Buster DeLay, and welcome to the first edition of the World Soccer Report. I'm glad you're tuning in today because we've got a great show on our hands. Here on the World Soccer Report, we're always aiming to provide you the most in-depth and accurate reports of soccer all around the world, so let's get right into it. Let's begin by talking about what may be the biggest topic in all of world soccer right now, Lionel Messi. The 34-year-old Argentinian, who many consider to be one of, if not the best soccer players in the world, has left Barcelona. Messi, who played for Barcelona since the young age of 13, has scored nearly 800 goals in his career, 760 to be precise. He has lifted over 30 trophies with Barcelona, making him one of the most successful players to ever play the game. Messi, although desiring to stay with Barcelona, ultimately was not allowed to because of player registration rules that the La Liga, the league in which Barcelona competes in, enforces. Messi reportedly even offered to lower his pay to no prevail. Messi also captains the Argentina national team and recently guided them to lifting the Copa America trophy, beating Brazil 1-0 after Angel Di Maria's goal in the 22nd minute. There has been much speculation as to where Messi is going. His market value is very high, currently at over $80 million, which for a player his age is quite the sum of money. Reminder, he's 34. Obviously, many teams are desiring his presence in their roster, but as of right now, it seems PSG are leading the chase. ESPN, a reliable sports source, has even mentioned that Messi is going to go through his PSG medical soon, meaning this transfer may just happen. If Lionel moves to PSG, he will be joining former Barcelona partner in crime, Neymar Jr., who is also considered to be one of the best soccer players of this generation. Kylian Mbappe, aged 22, is also in that PSG attack that Leo may come into if he does not sell this summer. Real Madrid are massive targets of his, and he would generate quite the sum of money to bring in new forwards or other players if he does leave. Mbappe has already scored over 130 goals for PSG, again at the age of 22, making him one of the brightest young talents this world has ever seen, and in my opinion, the best young player in the world as of right now. Let's move into some more transfer news. This summer transfer window was one of the busiest I have seen in quite some time, with more than the likes of Leo Messi departing their teams. Christian Romero, Serie A Defender of the Year last year, moved from Atalanta to Premier League club Tottenham as they try to boost their defense. Turkish centre-back Mera Demiral took his place as he joined from Serie A giants Juventus. Ike Parra has moved from Minnesota to become a free agent. The MLS veteran might be going to another MLS team, or he might be going somewhere in Europe. Let us know. Jack Grealish has moved from Aston Villa to Manchester City. After spending 19 years at the club and coming into their youth academy, Grealish always dreamed to play in the first team, and his dreams came true when he captained Aston Villa to the Premier League in the 2018-2019 season to compete. Jack Grealish is now one of the biggest English stars out there, being featured on the roster in the Euro 2020 competition, where they lost out to Italy in the final. Jack Grealish has already made one appearance for Manchester City in the Supporters' Shield against Leicester City, where Kelechi Iheanacho of Leicester City scored an 89th-minute penalty to make the score 1-0 and win the game. Danny Ings, a surprise transfer this season, left Southampton where he had thrived for so long and has joined Aston Villa. Aston Villa's front line will be incredibly strong with the signing of Danny Ings, Jamaican winger Leon Bailey, and Argentinian skillful winger Emi Buendia. Daniel Malen has joined Borussia Dortmund from PSG. Where will he fit in, along with the likes of Erling Haaland and Marco Reus in their attack? Let us know. And leaving Dortmund is Jadon Sancho as he joins Manchester United. The young English talent was always rumored to be going there after he scored many goals with Borussia Dortmund in the Bundesliga after joining from Man City's youth academy around 2016. Now, let's move into a segment that discusses something near and dear to the people of Tampa, the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Welcome to the Rowdies Rundown. The Tampa Bay Rowdies, Tampa Bay's local team, currently sit in second place of the Eastern Atlantic Division in the USL Championship. Founded in 1975, but more recently established in 2008, The Tampa Bay Rowdies play at Al Lang Stadium, an historical baseball stadium, originally made for baseball but converted to soccer for the Rowdies. The Rowdies have been on absolute fire at home and have not had all the results go their way on the road. However, as I speak, the Rowdies' most recent game was away and it was a victory. They beat New York Red Bulls 2 by 2-1. The Red Bulls struck first with Jake LaCava burying a shot past Rowdies goalkeeper Evan Loro. The Rowdies later responded as Jordan Adebayo-Smith headed home Max Lakowecki's assist from extremely close range with a header. Lakowecki then found himself again in the box as he scored a diving header from Lawrence Wyke's fabulous cross. This performance gave Lakowecki man of the match honors and gave the Rowdies all 3 points on the road, which is huge. The Rowdies will be back home on Friday, August 13th as they duel Hartford Athletic. Team captain Sebastian Guenzotti is currently placed third in the race for the league's Golden Boot, which is the award given out to the top goal scorer in the league. He is sitting on 9 goals, 4 of them coming from the penalty spot. This is 5 goals behind the top scorer in the league, Haji Berry. Lewis Hilton has 3 assists to his name, making him one of the most reliable players to find his teammates for a goal in the entire league. Here on the World Soccer Report, I like to make predictions, so let's be bold and predict the future, shall we? This Friday, I predict the Rowdies to defeat Hartford by 4-2. Yes, I just said we could put 4 past one of the best goalkeepers this league has to offer. Why did I say that? Because the Rowdies have one of the best attacks the league has to offer. After all this Rowdies talk, I think it's time we dive into the Olympic Games. Both men and women's soccer have crowned a champion of the Olympics, aka the gold medal. In men's soccer, Brazil touched gold after defeating Spain 2-1. Diego Carlos performed a magnificent goal line clearance after chipping it over his own goalkeeper and almost scoring an own goal, but he made up for it. Then, Richarlison missed a penalty. It was not going Brazil's way until, finally, Matheus Cunha opened the scoring in stoppage time of the first half, followed 11 minutes after halftime by Mikel Oyarzabal's superb strike. Brazilian substitute Malcolm came off the bench to provide the winner in the 108th minute in extra time. This win provided Brazil with their second gold medal in as many Olympics in soccer. For women's soccer, Canada defeated Sweden after penalty kicks. Sweden struck first, with Stina Blackstenius' deflected shot finding a way past the goalkeeper. Jesse Fleming leveled the scores at 1 after a 67th minute penalty kick sent the Swedish goalkeeper the wrong way. After the 90-minute game and the extra 30-minute period of the game, the scores were still level, so penalty kicks were needed to decide the gold. Both goalkeepers made excellent saves before ultimately Canada won the thrilling shootout. This win provided the nation with their first Olympic gold medal in the sport ever. Great job to the Canadian history makers. Besides the Olympics, another huge competition, also one that I was very fond of, that recently occurred was the CONCACAF Gold Cup. The winners? The United States! The U.S. men's national team fought with power, heart, and desire the entire tournament before playing a very thrilling and extremely nerve-wracking for both sets of supporters game in the final. Miles Robinson, Atlanta United defender, and U.S. men's national team central defender, popped up with the winning goal in the 116th minute. Yes, that is 4 minutes before the results would be decided by penalty kicks. This dramatic goal was made by an absolutely perfect cross from midfielder Kellen Acosta and was finished by the head of Miles Robinson. This victory and performance earned Robinson a place in the MLS All-Star team this season. Great job, Miles. Also, for the USA, this is the second time this summer they have beaten Mexico in a final, last time out winning 3-2 in the Nations League final. That game was decided by Christian Pulisic's late penalty kick, and then Andreas Cuadrado missed a penalty kick in the last second. Many leagues have yet to begin their endeavors after this thrilling preseason, but within the next few weeks, there will certainly be more to cover around the world, so make sure to tune in next time to the World Soccer Report. Finally, for in-between show airings, check out my Instagram page, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word, for more fun soccer content. I post interactive games, accurate news articles, transfer rumors, and more. Plus, it's all up to date and written all by me, Buster DeLay. Thank you for listening to my first ever edition of the World Soccer Report. I would like to thank Radio St. Pete for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.